Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Come on into the room, come on into the room. This is the church, the sermon with Pastor Eddie Justice Jones Jr. Hey, Sister Darlene Anderson, welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome on Instagram. I'm so happy to see you here with us. This is the church, the sermon with Pastor Eddie Justice Jones Jr. We have a sermon for you this evening as we continue our series, week number three, the flesh. And we're going to be talking about how the flesh can get you in more trouble than you can imagine. And we have to be careful and watch our flesh. But we're also going to be talking about how to tame the flesh. On this particular series, we're talking about how to tame your flesh, because a lot of times our flesh can take over us and we don't know how to tame our flesh to keep it from getting us into trouble. And that's very, very, very important. I hope the weather's okay out there, Ms. Anderson, all the way out there in Las Vegas, Nevada. Thank you for joining us from Las Vegas. Shout out to Las Vegas. This is going to be a very important sermon, a very important teaching, and a very extremely important topic, because it's landing people in places where they don't want to be and they don't need to be, but they don't understand the enormity of consequences that surround the flesh. Once you get involved in something that you know you shouldn't have been involved in, then whose fault is that? Well, you have a mind to think with. You have eyes to see the difference on whether you should be involved or not. You have ears to hear whether you should, hey there, Sister Gloria. Hey, welcome, welcome, welcome. How are you? God bless you. You have a mouth to speak with, and you can say no. You don't have to say yes to the flesh. You are in charge of your flesh. This is our series of the month is The Flesh. And hey, Sister Gloria, God bless you. I'm so glad you're with us. You need to hear a word. We all need to get this word. The series of the flesh. Our scripture is Proverbs chapter 5, verse 1 through 23. Our scripture of the evening is chapter 5, verse 1 through 23. Our sermon is, you lead your flesh and don't let your flesh lead you. That is our sermon topic. You lead your flesh. Don't let your flesh lead you. I want to open up, as we allow more people to come into the room, I want to open up with a prayer. If anything, whatever your prayer request is right now, give it to God right now. Hey, Sister Edith, thank you so much for joining us. Whatever it is, give it to God right now. Let go and let God. I keep telling people, you know, your flesh has power, and your flesh can take over your body. So this is our third week of a series, and next week will be our last Sunday as we continue the series on the flesh. But tonight we're going to talk about how to tame the flesh, how to keep the flesh in order, okay, amen? Our sermon, our scripture is Proverbs chapter 5, verse 1 through 23. Our sermon is, you lead your flesh and don't let your flesh lead you. You lead your flesh and don't let your flesh lead you. That is our scripture and topic for this evening. I'm going to open up with prayer. Whatever your prayer request is, give it to God right now. Heavenly Father, I come to you right now with an open heart and an open mind. I ask, God, that tonight you make it less of me, God, and more of you. Let me step back, God, so you can step up. Lead me, guide me, direct me, order my tongue to be uplifting and sharing of information that can help us survive. Things from your Bible, God, that can tools of how to get through the flesh and work with your flesh and control your flesh. God, anybody that's sick, homeless, on drugs, alcohol, overeating, whatever the disease might be, God, I lay each and every situation at the altar with you right now, God. I lay the situation with Donald T. Trump at the altar with you. I lay President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris all at the altar with you, God. All the senseless killings that are going on, I lay it at the altar with you, God. You are the only one that can change any of these things that are going on. I and me can't do it, but we can with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We can with you, Almighty God. You are the author and the finisher of everything that has to do with our life. You are the God of all gods, Alpha and Omega, the light of all lights, power of all power. You are Alpha and Omega, God all by himself. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. And as we go into this word this evening, Lord, bless somebody's ears tonight, God. Bless somebody's heart tonight, God. Bless somebody who's living on the edge right now, God. Bless somebody who's allowing their flesh to take over them right now, God. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Hallelujah, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, praise God. And thank everyone for coming in the room. I think I see Chandra Daniels. If that's you, just send us a little shout out. What's Cousin Angela? How are you? Hey, Cousin Angela, all the way from Georgia in the house. Chandra Daniels, how are you? Welcome, welcome, welcome. You guys, you got to get this series about the flesh I've been doing. Most of you have already heard the last couple of sermons on the flesh. So we started a series as of the first Sunday of April. Tonight we're going to talk about how to tame the flesh. But before I go into my sermon, I would like to give you a couple of testimonies that can open up your heart and your mind to what's really going on with the flesh. Let me tell you what the flesh has done to some people. And when I say the flesh, I mean the flesh can get you on a drug that you can't get off of. Whether it's crank or cocaine or heroin or pills or fentanyl or whatever drug it might be, that will control your flesh. Amen? Amen. Now some people let food control their flesh. They know they shouldn't have it, but they just got to have it. They can't put that honey bun down. They can't put that candy bar down. I've ran into situations where I couldn't put the piece of cake down or the ice cream down. Those can control your flesh, which can actually lead you to death. Eating the wrong things for your body can mess up your colon and your liver and your bloodstream and everything else. Amen? Hallelujah. Yes, the flesh gets weak and it acts out of character. Sometimes the flesh can get you into some sexual situations where you can be like, I'm married, but I'm out here having an affair. Or I'm married and I'm having an affair with somebody at work. Or I'm married and I'm having an affair with somebody at the wherever. Your flesh is wanting to take control. But our sermon topic is, hallelujah, praise God. And I want to make sure I get it right. I want to say it to you. Lead your flesh and don't let your flesh lead you. Your flesh can get you in an argument with somebody so they can pull out a gun and shoot you. They was waiting on a moment. Hello. That's right, Sister Chandra Daniels. That's right. There's none like God. God can help you control your flesh. Now, this demon is going to come up to you with a gun. He's been wanting to shoot you, but he couldn't figure out a reason why or how. Or she might want to shoot you, but she can't figure out a reason why. So she starts an argument with you, knowing that she's going to pull out a gun and shoot you, or knowing he's going to pull out a gun and shoot 7 or 8, 9 people because his flesh was taken over by an evil demon spirit that gets into the flesh that tells somebody it's okay to murder somebody or kill somebody. I got two situations I want to share with you. The first situation is a testimony about this happened on Resurrection Sunday 2024. Resurrection Sunday 2024, a woman by the name of Amanda walked into the church where Pastor Ricky Scott and his wife was standing in the pulpit doing a Sunday service, and she walked in there 9 months pregnant and confronted him, saying that it's his baby, that they've been having an affair, and she's no longer going to keep that affair under wraps. She came into the church, and she tried to fight the pastor and everybody in there, and it's all on YouTube if you want to look it up. It happened in Mississippi, at the in Abbeville, Mississippi, at the East St. Peter Baptist Church. Okay? Now, Pastor Ricky Scott, not only was he embarrassed, but he was confronted by his lover that he's been having an affair with for over 9 months because apparently the woman is pregnant. This is what happens when you mess around with your flesh and your flesh gets out of control. And here he is, a pastor, and hey, son, I see you out there, son. I see you, Ishmael. I don't like, if you are a pastor or a minister or a deacon or an apostle or whatever, please do the right thing. Because I don't want the bad name of some pastors getting on the rest of the pastors and the elders and the apostles because somebody out there cannot control their flesh. Okay? This is serious, serious, serious. If you want to keep your relationship right with God, you better control your flesh. Lead your flesh. Don't let your flesh lead you. Amen, amen, amen. I see you, son. I see you. Thank you for joining us. And so this is so very important. And, you know, I want to give you the other testimony, which is a little bit longer. And then I'm going to go right into the word. But, you know, sometimes before church, people testify. Well, tonight the pastor is testifying. There's a church in Dallas, Texas. I don't know if you heard about it. You can look both of these up on YouTube whenever you get ready. There's a church on Easter Sunday. They were preaching. There was a youth minister by the name of Denzel Branch who had a wife by the name of Brianna Branch. They were married since 2016. However, in 2023, they were, you know, in 2018, Denzel Branch the youth minister at New Generation. Well, the pastor had a son at New Generation who was the organist and key player at New Generation Church. I don't know how it happened, but the pastor, what's up, son? How you doing? I see you. What happened was the pastor's son at New Generation Church started flirting with the youth minister's wife, Brianna Branch. Some kind of way, they start having a relationship, and these guys were like friends. And then at the church, the youth minister and his wife were doing wonderful. And then the keyboard player started hitting on his wife and secretly having an affair with her. It got so bad. Now, this is what the flesh can do. I'm going to cut this off in a minute and get back into the word. But I want to testify this to give you an example of why we're doing a series on the flesh for the month of April every Sunday. Because it's important that we learn how to control our flesh, that the devil can control your flesh and lead you to death. But God has given you life if you know how to control your flesh, which is your temple. So the youth minister was upset, and eventually it led to his wife and him having a divorce, and she's still having an affair with the keyboard player, but the youth minister didn't know who it was, and then he found out it was his friend, which is the pastor's son, keyboard player, is messing with his wife, and she's messing with him. They're having an affair at the church. So it all boiled down on Easter Sunday, Resurrection Day. After church, the keyboard player went and changed out of his pink suit into an all-white suit to match Denzel Branch's wife's outfit so that they could take some Easter pictures. Well, Denzel Branch said, hey, man, I don't care if you take pictures with her, but I don't want my kids in that picture. And some kind of way they got into an argument right there on the spot. And the youth minister was so upset, he lost it, and he punched Joshua, the keyboard player, in the face in front of the kids, in front of Brianna, his wife, ex-wife by now. And so the keyboard player pulled out a gun and shot the youth minister, Denzel. And then Denzel began to run out the parking lot down the street. The youth minister, now this is happening in front of his kids, in front of the youth minister's kids, and in front of Brianna, which I'm sure she didn't know it was going to go this far. He chased him down, and shot him several times until he was laying there lifeless. Do you see what the flesh can do? When you're married, you should not be committing adultery. When you're not married, you shouldn't be committing fornication. This is what happened in this love triangle. Here she is acting out, she's a wife, but she started acting like a street woman. And I'm not just coming down on the women because he was acting like a street man. This is at the church, y'all. This is where you come and praise the Lord and give him the glory and lay all your burdens down. What is he doing with a gun at church? The pastor's son, the organist of the church, who should be setting an example. The youth minister who was probably stressed out over the fact that he lost his woman to a man that wasn't even really interested in what was really going on. Maybe he just wanted to have her. Or who knows what happened. But now she doesn't have him or her. He's dead. Her husband, her kid's father is dead. The kids are in shock because they watched their father get gunned down at the church, after church. And they'll never have another resurrection day like that ever again as long as they live. They will always remember, never to forget, their father being gunned down on Easter Resurrection Sunday at church. So this is going to mess up these kids' mind. They're going to like, should we be serving God? I don't even want to go to church because that's when my daddy died. Now, here she is. Now she got to go to trial. This is all of this trouble that would not have happened if she would not have allowed her flesh to take over her body. Why was she having an affair with her husband? Why was this guy, knowing that they were married, irking her on to join him? That's the same thing the serpent did to Eve when she bit off that apple. The serpent was so cunning, and he tempted her. He used temptation to tempt her. So now that I've given you the story, what is the moral to this story right now? Your flesh can be controlled if you know how to control it. How do you control your flesh? With the Word of God. When you feel that feeling coming on like you want to do something you know you shouldn't be doing, go to the Word of God. Stop and say, hey, I need to drop to my knees right now and ask God to lead me in another direction. Let's get into the Word right now. I know that this will not fall on deaf ears. Somebody out there needs to hear this or tell somebody else all about it. This happened. Well, let me go into the Word. We're going to Proverbs chapter 5, verse 1 through 23. Proverbs chapter 5, verse 1 through 23. Our sermon is called, You Lead Your Flesh and Don't Let Your Flesh Lead You. All right. Amen. Praise God. I see you, son. I see you, Cousin Angie. I see you, Darlene. I see you, Chandra Daniels. I see you all. Yes. Put that in there. If you don't mind, Edith, put that down. Proverbs chapter 5, verse 1 through 23. And this is, I'm not picking on women. This is for men and women. Because you got some slick-talking guys out there. And you got some slick-talking women out there. And I'm not just talking about the flesh being tempted by sex, or I'm talking about food, drugs, alcohol, whatever it is that shouldn't be done right in the flesh. You know, that shouldn't be done wrong with the flesh, whatever it is. You might have a foul mouth, and every time you go around people, you using foul language all the time. You're always lying all the time. You're always being conniving all the time. That's in your flesh. So what you need to purify your flesh, how do you purify your flesh? You use the words of God to purify your flesh. We're going to get to some uplifting scriptures in just a few minutes. But first I got to come with the real from Proverbs chapter 5, verse 1 through 23. And it reads, my son, hallelujah, I'm going to move this mic back a little bit. It says, my son, hallelujah, my son, pay attention to my wisdom. Lend your ear to my understanding, that you may preserve discretion and your lips may keep knowledge. For the lips of an immoral woman drip like honey, and her mouth is smoother than oil. Let's stop right there. You know how they come on. Hey, baby, come over here, you know. Oh, you married? That's okay. We can still be friends. Here's my number. You know, they be slapping five and sliding a handshake, and next thing you know, some woman's number is in your hand or some man's number in that woman's hand. And the mouth is smoother than oil. Verse 4. But in the end, she is bitter as a wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet go down to death. Her steps lay hold of hell, lest you ponder her path of life. Her ways are unstable. You do not know them. Okay, her ways are unstable, and you do not know them. Therefore, hear me now, my children, and do not depart from the words of my mouth. Remove your way far from her. See, God is already telling you, when you see a woman like this, you need to start moving back. And even as a pastor, I got to tell you, they'll come at you all kinds of ways. They'll try to tempt you. They'll try to use you. They'll try to abuse you. And then they want to put you into shame. I just finished listening to another sermon about how, you know, people will try to put you to shame. They use your past against you. They use whatever they can think of to try to hurt you, to try to put you down. But guess what? Praise God for not being the person that you used to be. Amen? Praise God for being a new creature in Christ. And guess what? Sticks and stones definitely will break my bones, but them words, they can't hurt me. Amen? Only God can judge me. Oh, yeah, people can judge. Yeah, they can judge. But the real judge is God. Hallelujah. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. That's why I tell people all the time, don't let somebody steal your joy, because they will if they can. And if they know they can, they'll play on it each and every single time. And I don't have time for no drama. I don't have time for games. And my walk with God is so serious. That's why I don't do any of the things I used to do. Am I perfect? No, not at all. But I know where I'm going to put my flesh, where it's going to be okay. And I know where I'm not going to put my flesh, where it's not going to be okay. Amen? Hallelujah. It takes a fool to learn. It takes a fool to learn. Let me get back to the word of God. Amen. Verse 7. Therefore, by the way, we're coming out of Proverbs chapter 5, verse 1 through 23. We're at verse 7. Therefore, hear me now, my children, and do not depart from the words of my mouth. Remove your way far from her, and do not go near the door of her house, lest you give your honor to others and your years to the cruel one, lest aliens be filled with your wealth and your labors go to the house of a foreigner, and you mourn at last when your flesh and your body are consumed, and say, how I have hated instruction, and my heart despised correction. Sometimes we need to follow instruction from the word. Not sometimes, all the time. But we get tempted, and we don't want nobody telling us what to do. You ever been in a bad relationship and somebody's saying, you know what, you don't need to be in that relationship. And you stay in that relationship knowing that you're getting beat down, beat up, thrown around and mistreated, male and female, because you got women that'll slap the heck out of a man and you got men that'll slap the heck out of a woman. I'm just keeping it real tonight on this sermon because, you know, some churches ain't going to just tell you like this. They're just not going to tell you the truth, the whole truth. They're going to do a prosperity preaching about some money and you're going to get a check in the mail. No, we're talking about the last days right now. I got to get the blood off my head. I need to tell you all about it. Amen. I need to make sure you hear the real, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. Hallelujah. Let's get back to the word. We're at Proverbs chapter 5. Down at verse 11. And you mourn at last when your flesh and your body are consumed, and say, how I have hated instruction and my heart despised correction. Verse 13. But hold on, we're going to stop here. Chandra Daniel said, God is the only judge, because when we get out of here, he will have the last say, well done, my good and faithful servant, or depart from me, I know you not, worker of iniquity. I say that so. Thank you, Chandra Daniels, for bringing that to the front, because that is so extremely important. And, it says Jesus, he went to the top of the hill and he was teaching. Everywhere he went, he was teaching somebody about God's word. He was telling them about how to control their flesh, how to handle situations. Let's get back to the word. Proverbs chapter 5, verse 1 through 23, and we're at verse 13. I have not obeyed the voice of my teachers, nor inclined my ear to those who instructed me. I was on the verge of total ruin in the midst of the assembly and congregation. Drink water from your own citron and running water from your own well. Should your fountains be dispersed abroad, streams of water in the streets, let them be only your own and not for strangers with you. Listen, you got to watch when you go to somebody's house, and this happens so many times. You go to somebody's house, you go to have a drink. Next thing you know, you're getting dizzy, you're falling out, you can't see, or you start drinking all these libations. You get drunk and out of control and start participating in things you don't. You wake up the next morning and go, hey, what happened? Well, you don't know what happened because you partook into some things you shouldn't have been drinking or smoking or using or whatever it might be. Amen. Praise God. Let me go on here. Verse 17. Let them be only your own and not for strangers with you. Let your fountain be blessed. And rejoice with the wife of your youth. So in other words, if you're married to your husband, stay married. If you're married to your wife, stay married. Don't go out there looking, because guess what? The grass is not greener on the other side. And if you ever make that person mad at you or upset with you or in any kind of way, they're going to break your windows out, cut your tires up, and come confront your husband or your wife, whether you be at work or wherever. And you're going to be embarrassed, and they're going to be embarrassed, and it's going to be just like what happened with Denzel Branch. And unfortunately, he got killed. But it wasn't his fault that he should have been dead. It was the lover who was messing around with his wife killed him. How crazy is that? That's how powerful the flesh is. But what my point is how could she have the audacity to be married to a youth minister? And I watched the videos where she's praising him, her husband, and standing at his side, and then getting a relationship with the organist of the church, which is the pastor's son. No. No. Not in any church in America. It shouldn't be happening. But let me tell you something about how the flesh is. Folk come to church now, dress half dressed, don't want to respect each other. Coming here, gossiping and talking. Wait a minute, hold on. Yes. The church is a hospital for sinners. Amen? But some folk is in intensive care. Some folk is in ICU at the church. Amen? Yes, the church is a hospital for sinners. And we need to put some folk on some IVs and get that antibiotics to get all that wickedness out of there that's tempting their flesh. That's controlling their flesh. And I haven't even really went there, but let's keep it real. You got some things going on in church now that you just shake your head and go, I don't believe what I just heard or saw. So I like to keep church, you know, with expository preaching from the Word of God. That's what the Word of God is for. Use the Word of God. Amen. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Let me get back to the word. Let me go here to verse 17. Let them be only your own and not for strangers with you. Let your fountain be blessed and rejoice, and the wife of your youth as a loving deer and a graceful doe. Let her breast satisfy you at all times and always be enraptured with her love. For why should you, my son, be enraptured by an immoral woman and be embraced in the arms of a seductress? For the ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord, and he ponders all his paths. His own iniquities entrap the wicked man, and he is caught in the cords of his sin. He shall die for a lack of instruction, and in the greatness of his folly he shall go astray. The word of God for the people of God. Amen. And, let me just give you some situations. The flesh takes over And these young people have been going up shooting these schools up. They just had a terrible, Pastor Ramsey, what's going on? Amen, Pastor Ramsey, all the way from Pennsylvania, where the Eagles are. Well, let's get back to the flesh has tempted these shooters, these young people to go in to shoot up these schools and elementary schools. The shooting that took place in Philadelphia, the devil took over their flesh and made them think they were doing something because they had a gun to kill high school students. Does that make you a big man because you can shoot high school students, elementary school students, middle school students, people going in stores and just going on a rampage? The flesh is completely out of control in the world right now. The devil is working on an all-time high to tempt people in their flesh to do things that they ordinarily would not do. Whether they go get some liquid courage or whether they go get some drugs or whatever it might be, manipulating their flesh. Or if somebody says something to you, you don't have to act on it because of what they said. You don't have to participate in it. Control your flesh. Don't let your flesh control you. I want to go to a few scriptures that can help you help you not allow your flesh to be tempted. Somebody might say something to you. You were this and that, and that was your past. You used to be a stone drug head or whatever. You were a crackhead. So what? That's what you used to be. That's not who you are now. Oh, you used to be a bank robber. Oh, well, I was a bank robber, but I'm not a bank robber anymore. Amen? Yes, sir, Pastor Ramsey. We're in spiritual warfare right now. Pastor Ramsey, call in. Call in, Pastor Ramsey, 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064 and press 1. Let me go to a scripture that can help us with our temptation. Matthew chapter 6, verse 13. Matthew chapter 6, verse 13. And it reads, And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And that's the Lord's Prayer. Hallelujah. But it says, and do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. I got to share these scriptures with you. I hope you write them down and make them applicable to your life, because there's going to be a moment when your flesh is going to be tempted. Somebody might be saying something to you and screaming at you and calling you out of your name, and you just want to go and grab and choke the life out of them. No, ask and do not lead us into temptation, because they're trying to tempt your flesh with their words. Amen? They are trying to tempt your flesh with their words. They want to see you mad. They want to see you angry. They dare you to do something so they can have a reason to do something back to you. Don't give them the joy of it all. Don't give them the happiness of it all. Don't give them none of that. I want you to use the 5 C's when you feel yourself out of control. Cool, calm, collected, composed, and compassion for whoever and whatever is trying to make you upset. Amen, the 5 C's. Yes, sir. You said preach. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Now, let me give you Matthew chapter 26, verse 41. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes, Pastor Ramsey. Hallelujah. Thank you. Matthew chapter 26, verse 41 says, watch and pray lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. That's when we have to, you know, I've had moments in my life where somebody said something to me and I just had to go and just be quiet and start praying. Matthew 26 and 41, watch and pray lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But before I go into another scripture, let me go back here. Pastor Ramsey, if you can come in, I would love for you to, you know, join me in and do a little tag team preaching on the flesh right now. 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064. Anybody can call in. If you have a word you want to share, if you want to testify to something that we're talking about right now, if you have some advice on controlling the flesh, call in. 646-787-8064. I see you, Sister Darlene Anderson. I see you, Cousin Angela. I see you, son. I see you, Pastor Ramsey, Edith, Chandra Daniels, Gloria Majors, and everybody else that's on here. I see you. I see you. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Let me go back to these scriptures. I want to go to Luke chapter 4, verse 13. Luke chapter 4, verse 13. Hallelujah. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. And it reads, "Now when the devil had ended every temptation, he departed from him until an opportune time." Now, you know, the devil was trying to tempt Jesus. He said, "Well, if you guys, son, go on and throw yourself off the mountain or whatever here." Jesus said, "Get thee behind me, Satan." And that's what we got to say to the devil when he's trying to tempt us. Get thee behind me. Amen. The devil only has the power that we give him. He doesn't have any power unless we give him the power. Amen. We got to stay focused. We got to stay, keep our minds on Jesus. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. I'm walking and talking with my mind stayed on Jesus. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 18. And this is applicable to each and every one of us. This is applicable to every human being listening to this, and even the ones that will hear it later when they play it back. 1 Corinthians 6 and 18 reads, "Flee sexual immorality. Every sin that a man does is outside the body, but he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body." So if you're not married and you out there participating in sexual immorality, you're committing fornication, and you know you can't do that with God. God can't bless that mess. There the flesh is being tempted. But if you're married and you're doing it, it's adultery. And you're messing up on your wife, or you're messing up on your husband. And why do that? Hey, Dr. Jennifer B. Allen, God bless you. Welcome, 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 doctor. Let me go back just to review with the doctor real quick. Our sermon is, you lead your flesh and don't let your flesh lead you. Amen. You lead your flesh and don't let your flesh lead you. Caller in the 570-278 area code, are you there?
It's me, Pastor Ramsey. God bless you.
Pastor Ramsey, welcome, welcome, welcome. So glad you're with us. Now, I've been talking about, we're doing a series on the month of April about the flesh. Last week we talked about how the flesh can get you in trouble. This week we're talking about how to tame the flesh and keep your flesh with God. So I would love to hear, we just read, did you hear our scripture that we just read just a few minutes ago?
I was calling in.
We just read 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 18. And I'm talking to husbands and wives. I'm talking about people who are in relationships. I'm talking about people who might smoke or drink or get high or whatever tempts your flesh to do things that it shouldn't be doing. That's what we're talking about right now, how to flee those kind of things, how to not be tempted by those types of activities. What if your flesh is tempted by apple pies and chocolate candy and you're diabetic, or you not supposed to be doing something you shouldn't be doing, and you know it's messing up your flesh, messing up your colon, messing up your liver, messing up your heart, messing up your mind. The flesh, let me tell you the ways that people can get to your flesh: through your eyes, by what you see, through your ears, by what you hear, through your mouth, by what you say. Amen. In your mind. Okay. And hallelujah. Praise God. So I want to read 1 Corinthians 6 and 18 one more time. Thank you, Edith, for putting it up. Flee sexual immorality. Every sin that a man does is outside the body, but he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body. Pastor Ramsey, what do you say to that scripture about the temptation of the flesh?
Amen. God bless you, Pastor Eddie. It's so good to be on the broadcast. I just thank God, because that scripture to me means the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the Bible says the spirit is willing and the flesh is weak. But see, our flesh gets in the way so many times, because our faith needs to be stronger.
Yeah.
And the reason why our flesh gets messed up sometimes is because we don't have that much faith. But I thank God, because God is good, because if we have more faith, we will tell our flesh to get back. Don't do it. Don't do it. It's wrong. See, we all know what's right, and we all know what's wrong. But see, sometimes the flesh is so weak.
Yes.
Husbands and wife go their different ways. Children go their different ways. We go our different ways. But if God knows it all, so if God is in control, we got to learn how to tame that flesh and get right and learn how to keep our faith stronger. That way we won't be in those fleshly desires. God bless you, Pastor Eddie.
Thank you so much, Pastor Ramsey. Now, I want to go, while we're still, we're having a sermon about the flesh, and sometimes you need to hear these words, these scriptures, because the scriptures can help you to tame your flesh in situations
Amen.
Where you are out of control. I want to go to 2 Timothy, verse 2. I'm sorry, 2 Timothy, chapter 2, verse 22. 2 Timothy, chapter 2, verse 22, and it reads, "Flee also youthful lusts, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace, and those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart." So when you feel that temptation coming on, and it will. This is when you go to 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 22. "Flee also youthful lusts, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace, with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart." We need to come to God with a clean heart. You know, it says, "Restore in me a right spirit," because I want to do right. Hallelujah. We want to do right. We don't want to go out there and let our flesh take over us. We don't want our flesh to get us into things that we shouldn't be involved in. But like Sister Chandra Daniel said, the flesh gets weak. Amen.
Yeah.
The flesh gets weak. So with that, I want to go to Hebrews chapter 2. Verse 18, Hebrews chapter 2, verse 18, and it reads, "For in that he himself has suffered, being tempted, he is able to aid those who are tempted." Now, you know, Jesus was tempted on several occasions, amen? And I'm just going to go to Pastor Ramsey just shortly. Just talk about one of the ways that Jesus was tempted by the devil. Go right ahead.
Amen. Well, praise God. He was tempted by the devil because the devil was trying to get on his nerves, but he didn't allow the enemy to get in his way. See, the devil was trying to tempt a lot of times so he wouldn't do, you know, the right thing. But God wasn't worried about that because God is all. And I tell you, that's why I love Psalms 51, because when you were saying earlier, that, you know, with the love and the peace, Psalms 51 says, "Create in me a clean heart," and you said a pure heart, which is good. We need to have a pure heart. And, you know, that was one of the ways in the wilderness, and one of those ways when things started happening, how the devil was trying to tempt him, especially when Lucifer got kicked out of heaven. But I thank God, because God is good, because, you know, he knows what to do. He knows what his father was telling him to do, and we just thank God for that. So I like 51, Psalms 51, because if you create yourself a clean heart and renew a right spirit within you, that flesh got to die. Amen. So we got to learn how to clean heart, renew the right spirit, and restore to me the joy of thy salvation. Oh, Lord. Amen. God bless you, Pastor.
God bless you. Thank you so much. Now, let's talk a little bit. I want to share a little bit how Job was tempted on several occasions, and his wife even told him, "Why don't you curse God and die?"
She was
being cold. Boy, was he tempted. He was tempted on several times to give up. He had boils on his body. He lost his kids. He lost his land. He lost his everything. But hallelujah, him holding on to God's unchanging hand, God replaced every single thing that he lost. And
even
more. And this is why we got to hold on to God's unchanging hand. When our flesh is tempted, we have to let go and let God. Hallelujah. Praise God. He will do a miraculous thing in your life if you allow him to. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to go to Romans chapter 8, verse 37. Romans chapter 8, verse 37. And it reads, "Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us, through Jesus Christ." You see, we can conquer this flesh. Amen. Oh, it might seem like it gets hard sometimes when we have to fill it up with all this medication. It might seem like it gets hard sometimes when the doctor's telling you that your flesh is getting tired and weak and it can't do it anymore. Oh, it might get hard sometimes when somebody come around that you ain't been drinking with and they say, "Hey, where you been? I brought a drink with me." "No, no, no. Get thee behind me, Satan. You know I had a drinking problem. Why would you bring alcohol to me? You know I had a drug problem. Why would you bring drugs around me?" You see, if you want to walk right with God and talk right with God and be right with God, you got to walk in the way that's pleasing to God. Amen? And that created me a clean spirit, created me a pure spirit, a pure heart. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. And do right. And when you do right, God's going to bless you every single time. Is it going to be easy? No. Temptation never stops. I remember one time I was tempted by ice cream. Oh, my gosh, I love ice cream. I'm not going to tell a story and say I don't love ice cream. I love Rocky Road. I love all kinds of ice cream, Ben and Jerry's. I love ice cream. But at one point, I had to say, you know what? If I don't put this ice cream down, I'm going to be a big, heavy guy. And at one point, I was, here I am, 6 feet tall at 270 pounds. I was overweight. I had to go to God. I honestly did. God, these sweets are getting me. This apple pie is so delicious. This sweet potato pie is so good. I could put down a bean pie in one day. But at some point I had to let go and let God. And I said, "God, help me, God. If I keep eating these sweets, I'm going to be in the worst condition I could ever think of being in." And so he did help me because I went to God and I said, "Okay, God, I'm going to switch my diet. I stopped eating meat. I stopped doing this and doing that, and I went on a vegetarian diet, and praise God, hallelujah, it all worked. And now I'm down to 225 pounds, and I'm in better shape than I've been in at 64 years old in a very long time, and I thank God for it." I want to go to Romans chapter 13, verse 14. Romans chapter 13, verse 14, and now we're talking about how to tame the tempted flesh. How to help the tempted flesh not be tempted. That's what we're talking about right now this week on the series about the flesh. And so Romans 13 and 14 reads, "But put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provisions for the flesh to fulfill its lusts." I got to say it one more time. This is so good. Romans 13 and 14 says, "But put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provisions for the flesh to fulfill its lust."
Amen.
Amen. What does that say to you right there, Pastor Ramsey? Go ahead, take over. Hey, Sister
Well,
Kim,
what comes up to me with that scripture there, abstain from all appearances of evil.
Amen.
We
got to
abstain from all appearances of evil. We cannot get near evil. We cannot be in evil. We can't go around evil because we know that the Lord is right, and we got to be righteous. And every time we fall into a situation, because sometimes we do get tempted, but stay away from the evil. We know what's right, and we know what's wrong. So that's a good scripture there, because that is so true. And the eyes of the Lord, and we got to learn how to listen to what the Lord is saying. See, when God whispers, are we listening? But I thank God, because God is good, and abstaining from all appearance of evil. That's one thing we got to do. Amen.
Amen. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. It's 7:19. Our sermon in the church is over by 7:30 p.m. We're here every Sunday. And so let me go into our last scripture. And we started off, let me just tell you, and for those who came in a little bit late, I just want to do a quick review. Our guest is Pastor Ramsey, all the way from Pennsylvania. Thank you, Pastor Ramsey.
Amen. Thank you.
This is our third week of the series, The Flesh. The Flesh is our third week in the series for the whole month of April, The Flesh. Last week, we talked about how the flesh can get you killed, murdered. I gave you two testimonies on something that happened on Easter Resurrection Sunday where the youth pastor, who was married to a woman, and she was having an affair with the keyboard player, and he ended up killing her husband at church on Resurrection Sunday. And then the other woman was having an affair with a pastor, and his name was Pastor Bryant. I'm sorry, Pastor Ricky Scott. He was having an affair with a woman named Yolanda, and Yolanda was 9 months pregnant. She came into the church in front of him and his wife on Resurrection Sunday, and she just said, I don't know if you know, but your husband's been having an affair with me. I'm 9 months pregnant with his baby. And the church went ballistic, and she went ballistic and tried to beat up his wife. What happened? The flesh happened. How did the youth pastor get murdered? The flesh got inside of the other guy, and he pulled out a gun at the church parking lot and shot the youth pastor. I'm giving you examples. I'm not just talking about this. I'm not just preaching it because it needs to be heard. I'm giving you the unadulterated truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me, God, so the blood can be off my head, that I did tell you about how capable this flesh is of doing devilish and demonic things if we don't control it. You know, we have to have control. Hallelujah. We got to walk with God, talk with God, pray with God, and continue to keep our relationship with God, because the heat is on. The tempter will come. And here it's not how you're going to do it. It's what you're going to do when the tempter comes, because the tempter will come no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing. The devil's going to try to tempt you one way or the other. He knows your weaknesses already. But the thing is can you be powerful in your weakness? Can you be strong in your weakness? Can your strength endure you through your weakness to continue Amen. To have a good relationship with God? In Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, it says, lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge God, and he will direct your path.
Yes, Lord.
Have a little talk with Jesus. It makes it right. Amen. Tell him
Amen.
All about your troubles. Hallelujah. A little talk with Jesus makes it all right. I want to go to our final scripture of the evening. Our scripture started off with our main scripture was Proverbs chapter 5, verse 1 through 23. And it was a very important scripture. I see you, Pastor Dr. Terry Wilson. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. We're in our series, part 3 of The Flesh. Our topic and subject matter was lead your flesh. Don't let your flesh lead you. Amen. So this week on About the Flesh, we're talking about how to keep your flesh from being tempted, because your flesh will be tempted. Our last and final scripture comes out of Proverbs chapter 4. Verse 14 through 15, hallelujah, and it reads, bless you too, Pastor. I know you had a phenomenal night last night. Praise God. And it reads, do not enter the path of wicked, and do not walk in the way of evil. Avoid it. Do not travel on it. Turn away from it and pass on. Now, we're talking about how to keep you from being tempted by your flesh. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you. Yes, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 14 through 15. And it's so very important. It says, do not enter the path of wickedness. Now, look, it hurt my heart to see that a youth pastor was gunned down because his wife was having an affair with the keyboard player, which was the pastor's son, at New Generation Church in Dallas, Texas. And it hurt my heart, and I'm going to follow this. And my condolences goes to because nobody wins. The kids witnessed their father being killed. The keyboard player, which is the pastor's son, is going to prison for 30 or more years for murder. And then the youth pastor is dead. He'll never see his kids, and his kids will never see him again. This is what happens when the flesh is taken over. This is what happens. And I'm praying for them. I'm praying for Pastor Ricky Scott in Mississippi, at Abbeville East St. Peter's Baptist Church. I'm praying for them, because that 9-month-old pregnant woman that was having an affair with the pastor came in and crashed the church in front of the pastor and his wife, and she the pregnant woman was trying to fight the pastor's wife. What does she have to do with it? She didn't even know her husband was having an affair. And this is the things that are going on in our church right now, and it's despicable. I've never in my life, out of my 64 years, ever heard of things like this going on in the church like it's going on right now. The flesh is being tempted. This is why I'm doing a series on the flesh. And I just want to hear from Pastor Ramsey in closing. What do you want to say, Pastor Ramsey, about not allowing our flesh to be tempted by the worldly activities that are even, and let me just say this. I said this before. The church is a hospital for sinners. And some of our people are in intensive care. They need to be hooked up to a spiritual IV, and their spirit needs to be washed.
Amen.
Need to be cleansed. They need to be purified. Need to be bona fide. Need to be qualified to stay with Jesus, to stay on fire with God, to do the right thing. Amen. I see you, Sister Sheila. God bless you and your husband, Sister Sheila. Thank you for joining us. Pastor Ramsey, what do you think about this sermon and teaching about the flesh tonight and how to stay not, how to keep from being tempted by the flesh? Go right ahead, Pastor Ramsey, all the way from Pennsylvania.
Amen, amen. That was an excellent segment, excellent word. And we want to thank God. And also, the church today has turned into a circus. And, you know, sometimes when we enter into the church, we got this going on, that one going on, this judgment. Did you see what he wore? Did you see what she wore? We got to learn how to keep the church, the building, see, because we are the church. And the building comes back for a church without spot, wrinkle, or blemish. But this word was very encouraging, and we just got to learn how to control our flesh. The Bible says we got to die daily and pick up our cross. And we just thank God for that because, you know, he gives us opportunity and chance every time we wake up. So let's check our flesh out, look in our own mirror. Don't cross nobody else's lane. I can't tell Pastor Eddie what to do. Only he knows what he has to do between God, and he can't tell me what to do, but we can pray, like you said. But I'll tell you one thing. We got to get closer to God now, and let's learn how to control our flesh. God bless you, Pastor. Thank you for letting me be your guest.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you so much. Now, I just want to say to you right now, as we begin to close out, I hope that this helps somebody tonight. I know it did not fall on deaf ears. Thank you for the likes. I want to do a short prayer. Heavenly Father, somebody out there is fighting with their flesh right now, God.
Yes, Lord.
I ask that you touch them, Lord, from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. Father, I want to thank you, God, for allowing me. I wanted you, God, to make it less of me and more of you, God. I wanted to step back, God, so you could step up. Thank you for allowing me to be your soldier on the battlefield. Thank you for allowing me to be a vessel, God. I just, Lord, touch the sick and shut in, Lord. Touch the ones that are homeless. Touch New Generation Church and St. Peter's Baptist Church in Mississippi and New Generation in Dallas, Texas. Touch all the church members that saw the shooting, God. Touch the children that saw their father gunned down. Oh, my God. And touch the woman that was pregnant that was having the affair, Lord. Just bless them all. Bless everyone who needs a blessing right where they are with whatever the blessing might be that they need, God. Lord, I thank you for my wife. I thank you for my family. I thank you for my church family that's on right now that I love so very much. Lord, I just ask that you just hear our prayers, God. Now, Father, may the words that are coming from my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable unto you, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. And I just want to do a few. I don't own the rights to this at all, but I just want to do a few bars of it. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve.
Yes, Lord.
Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve.
Yes,
what a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. One more time. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. I just want to say thank you guys so very much for joining us tonight. Thank you, Pastor Ramsey, for being our special guest all the way from Pennsylvania. One announcement only. Tomorrow is the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, and my rights, because we all have rights. Hallelujah. Either we're going to stand for something or we're going to fall for anything. And at this point, we're not falling for nothing. We have two very important topics tomorrow. I know that you guys all know that O.J. Simpson passed away. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about O.J. Simpson and what really happened. Remember, he was acquitted of all charges. He was found not guilty. And the most important thing that was said, if it does not fit, you must acquit. Let's remember that. And so we're going to talk about it on the show tomorrow. And we're going to have a special guest all the way from Dallas, Texas. Her name is Sandy. And she went to the eclipse. And we're going to do a review on what happened. We're still here. You know, the computers didn't shut down. We're still here. 2024, the eclipse went by, and we're living. So we're going to talk about tomorrow. God bless you guys. Pastor Ramsey, God bless you, man. Have a wonderful night. And I'm going to talk to you. You'll be on In the Midst in the morning, right?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Praise God. We will talk to you then. God bless everyone. And remember, don't let nothing and nobody steal your joy. Hallelujah. The best is yet to come. And remember, the only limit in life is the one you put on yourself, so let there be no limit. Don't let your flesh lead you. You lead your flesh. God bless y'all. Peace, love, happiness, and joy. Amen.
Praise
the Lord. All right. Let's see. Let's hit this here. Amen. Hit this.